welcome to the Let's Go Deeper podcast with me, Toni Lagaris. This is a space for us to connect around the Word of God and grow deeper in our walk with God together. Whether you're listening on the go, multitasking it while you're getting it done, or sitting with a hot cup of coffee or tea, I'm glad you're here. Let's go deeper. Hey everyone, welcome back. We've been on hiatus for a couple weeks due to some technical difficulties, but we're excited to jump back into prayer, which is where we left off. And it just seems to have been the focus of things, especially in my life for a very long time, but in the last year, to talk about prayer on this respect. Instead of it being transactional, it's relational. And the next 2 weeks, I'm going to actually put out there a couple teachings I did in the church on Wednesday nights this month, where I was trying to get into that transactional side of prayer, but God kept me here in the relational side. And so this is just a little snippet to whet our appetites for what's coming on Tuesday. So I just want to talk about walking with God. Walking with God, the side of prayer that has to do with walking with God, because it safeguards your faith and it's where you see the supernatural. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about intimacy and connection and walking with God and what that looks like and how we can broaden our perspective of shifting it around to just transactional, where I go to God when I need something or I have him tucked into these safe, easy time frames in my day, but the rest of my day has nothing to do with God. How about imagine the fact that the living God, the creator of the universe, is always with you. He's always with me. He's always with us. And instead of just sitting down to have my Bible reading time, how about we just picture the fact that we are sitting with the author of the very words that we're reading? So we read our Bible with him and we interact with him while we're reading it. We read something and we go, oh Lord, look at what you did with the feeding of the 5,000. That was so incredible. Engage him in what you're reading and he will engage you deeper into him and into what you're reading so you can understand him. When you pray, talk to him like he's actually sitting there, because he is. There's not a minute of any day that he's not with us. Take him with you everywhere you go. This turns prayer from transactional into a relationship, into a continuous connection with the never-ending, ever-flowing river of life, creator of the universe, God of all creation, savior of the world that lives inside us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Take him to work with you. Take him to school with you. Interact with him throughout the day. Now, don't be weird. Don't look at people and just go, oh, wait a minute, I got to talk to God. But in the moments when you can, remember that the creator of the universe and the living supernatural God who still wants to do supernatural things is sitting there right with you. And when you can, interact with him. That's prayer. That's walking with God, and that will safeguard your faith. And that's where you'll see the supernatural, because we expect to see him at church. We come hungry. We come ready. We worship. There's word. There's like people of precious faith that we can talk to. And it's very Christian-y at church, and we expect God to be there. But we don't exactly turn our attention to him all the ways in the car or at the restaurant or in the store. And so I want to encourage us in these next few weeks as we dive into what this looks like walking with God. Take him with you when you go out with your friends. Be aware of the fact that he is with you when you go out with your friends. Be aware that he is with you when you're scrolling on your phone or sitting at your computer or at the movies or when you're reading a book. Be very much aware that he's with you. He doesn't want you to stop doing natural things. He wants you to take him with you into the natural things that you're doing. And can you see how this would safeguard your faith? how this will safeguard your walk with him. And it takes it out of the realm of rules and regulations and into the realm of a relationship. It takes it out of an, oh no, I can't follow all these rules and regulations and consequences and all of these mean, angry God because I'm not living up to, and I'm weak and I can't, and on my own, I can't do this, and I've tried and I can't keep all these rules and regulations, a lot of which we set for ourselves, but we'll get into that later. It takes it out from that kind of a relationship into, and I don't want to wreck the intimacy because the one who loved me enough to die on the cross is sitting here with me. And am I entertaining myself with what sent Jesus to the cross? And am I sitting here with my friends laughing at things that aren't funny to him? And it safeguards your faith, and it takes it out of an I have to keep these rules and regulations to an I am so in love that I don't want to do that anymore. I'm so aware of the presence of God. I'm so aware of the love of God. I'm so aware of the person of God who goes with me everywhere I am that it takes it out of rules and regulations and into walking with God. God doesn't just want a Sunday morning, Wednesday night, if you're super holy, Monday night, if you're incredibly spiritual, and 10 minutes in the morning, and I'll come visit you when I have a need, kind of something with you. That's not what he wants. He's faithful to be there when that's what we choose, but that is not as deep as he wants you to go. And there's a contending going on right now for the deep places of the church, the deep places of the children of God. Because if the enemy can keep you in the shallow end, he wins. There's no supernatural in the shallow end. It's the deep of God calling out to the deep in us, and then the deep in us responding to him. Because every time we respond to him, he comes deeper. And every time we seek him and push into him, he draws closer. And we can be as close to God as we want to be. The choice is ours. He's not holding us at a distance. We hold ourselves back. He wants a living, breathing, close, intimate, know and be known walk with God. And that's what we're going to look at the next couple weeks. And I was actually cleaning out my purse, but I had a piece of paper folded up in there that just had some words on it that I wrote, I think, at the end of last year. It's just been in there. It's been a while since I cleaned out my purse. But it was in a prayer time, and it's just jotting down notes. And I think it really was from maybe September of last year, that he's going to call for days of fasting and prayer here in this house. And I was referring to our church, but I feel like he means it in his church. And so that's what we're getting ready to do as a church. I don't know if your church did a week of prayer and fasting, but that's what we're jumping into next week. But God wants to use you wherever you are, and he wants to know you and be known wherever you are. Moms with kids underfoot. I was reminded of Susanna Wesley, who had a gaggle of kids, scads of kids, and she had a set time in her routine every day that she would put her apron over her head and pray, no matter what was going on around her. And with like that many kids, can you imagine what was going on all around her? I had three, and it was utter chaos when they were little. But she committed to having a faithful time with the Lord, and then that was her way to set herself apart in their tiny little house to be able to have time with God. And he was with her, and he showed himself strong to her, and he answered her prayers. And she raised two fire starters that totally changed the face of revival and Christianity around the world in their time. It can be different than what we think it is. It's not just some 10 minutes in the morning and Sunday at church. It's this living, breathing, close, intimate, know and be known walk with God that he's calling his church to. And that's what he told me at the beginning of the year. I'm calling my church back to prayer. I'm calling my people back to my face. Won't you hear the call and turn and come back? Moses saw the bush that didn't be burned up and consumed by fire, and he turned aside to look, and that's when God spoke. Abraham heard God say something and he obeyed it, and then God appeared to him. When we respond to what God is calling us to, he always responds with more of him, and he always responds by bringing us deeper. And I pray that he stir up a hunger on the inside of his church in this season to draw close, to have the face-to-face walk with him that he is longing for. Yes, he is longing for that know and be known walk with you. Men, you can do it when you're doing your snow blowing, when you're mowing your grass, when you're doing your errands, when you're at work. You can still be aware of the presence of the living God on the inside of you and interact with him. He needs his church, this is what it says, on high alert, always aware, and always available. The church is not waiting on God. He's patiently waiting for his church to turn back to him, to shake off the things of this world, to put their eyes on Jesus and to stand her ground in prayer. Will you let that be you? And so I'm excited about the next couple weeks to jump in and release these teachings on walking with God and that relational side of God, and kind of lay the foundation and set that up, because that really is the foundation of an effectual prayer life, which is an effectual prayer life is one that gets answers, is that it's relational. And then weaving in and out of walking with him and having just conversation and interaction with him, you'll weave your transactions in and out of that instead of trying to work some formula to try to get God to move for you. Out of that intimate place of walking with him, miracles will flow, healing will flow, answers will come, because walking with God will safeguard your faith. And that's where you see the supernatural. And I pray that he stirs up that hunger on the inside of you this week. Amen. And don't forget, podcasts aren't enough. We will never fully mature and be all that we can be in God if we don't connect to the body, if we don't connect to a local church. If you need help finding one, please reach out to us and we'll do everything we can to help you connect. Until next time, keep going deeper.